This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day. There is actually a St. Nick Day. It's called the Feast of St. Nicholas, and it's observed on the 5th of December or 6th, depending on where you are. But we also know St. Nick is the guy who delivers the presents, right? I mean, aren't they two the same people? Yeah, they are. They are the same people. So it's interesting. But some in parts of the world, call this St. Nick. It's St. Nick Day. You place your shoes in whatever your foyer is before bedtime, and then you wait and see what you get back. It's pretty interesting. So happy, happy, merry, merry, whatever it is that you celebrate. Kate Delaney, thanks so much once again for hopping on board with us and our offerings. Here we are winding down the year. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll have the top stories, the top people that we talked to throughout the year. We talked to some pretty famous people, some interesting people, some notorious people, and some high-impact authors. We introduced you to a lot of different authors from all over the place, all over the United States, and all over the world, really. And we heard some incredible stories. I think incredible stories that are inspiring and offer people hope in some cases. Then there were novelists with tales to spin and all of that. And of course, we were on top of the cybersecurity breaks, like the Colonial Pipeline, and so many of what I would call the top 10 stories, let's put it that way. And it was an interesting year. 2021 was interesting. 2020 was insane for a lot of people. And 2021 was a year of false hope and then optimism and then no optimism. I mean, it's the question mark, people. We live under the question mark. We do. I mean, that's the way it goes. I will answer some questions during this show, though, because there are things that we can knock down and tell you that we know have already happened. For example, a study suggests that Omicron might cause more breakthrough infections, but not necessarily more severe illness. That's good. However, the nerves are shaky for people who are putting on big crowded events over COVID risks. So Christmas markets in Germany, for example, forget about it, canceled. New Year's Eve parties in Rio de Janeiro that were going to go on, canceled. And there's some other events that went down because the thought was, I don't know, is it really worth it, right, at this point? And now you've got countries that are joining the diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. So you have England, Australia, Canada, latest countries jump on board and join us, the U.S., in pulling their top officials from the 2020 to Beijing Olympics, but the athletes will still be able to compete. And why are they doing that? To show their disapproval of China over the human rights abuses that are going on. So you might have seen boycott, and when you saw boycott, you thought, oh no, is this everything? I mean, is everybody not competing, or some of these countries not competing? And the answer is what I just said. No, they're competing, but the officials are pulling out. How about that? All right, this is significant if you didn't hear this already. emanating out of Washington. The House of Representatives passed a $768 billion defense bill. That's $24 billion more than what President Biden actually requested. So how about that? And then when it comes to social media and responsibility or accountability, Instagram's chief executive testified at a congressional hearing about leaked research that showed the platform was hurting young users. Imagine that. Are you kidding? Hurting young users? Of course, because it's like the ultimate troll. The way people control you can troll you, not control you, although there's debate about that. The trolls, the way they can get to you, of course, is on these various platforms. I mean, it's the yin and the yang of what's really good, but can also be really bad for you. So Instagram said that they've got some new safety tools that they even said they were too little and too late, but they know that Instagram had a toxic effect on some teenagers. So the press is on. Adam Mosseri, who's the head of Instagram, was talked about skepticism and anger toward the company for not doing enough to protect younger people. And he said Facebook's own researchers have been warning management, including yourself. That's what Senator Blumenthal threw at him, saying, you know, parents are asking, what is Congress doing to protect kids about what's happening on Instagram or other platforms? So there have been calls for changes. And part of that is, you know, body image, kids, teenagers, thoughts of suicide, etc. And we know that this is butting heads in different directions, because I think that there are some antitrust regulators that want to break up Google and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, and they've got lots of bills like data privacy, speech, etc., that are circulating. But how successful will they be? I mean, this is the Wild West still when it comes to social media, when it comes to the internet. Let's face it, right? And even you have Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, the ranking Republican member of this subcommittee, listening to some of this testimony, said even the basic promises of privacy and security from the company failed users. Her staff set up an experimental account for a fictional 15-year-old, and they were surprised to find the profile automatically set to public exposure. Instagram says teen accounts automatically default to the private setting. So this is interesting. And what they acknowledge is that there is flaws in the system, and they will correct those flaws. So that's good. I mean, look, if they're looking at the algorithms and they're trying to correct some of what's happened, well, that's not a bad thing. Senator John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, he introduced a bill that would force companies to reveal more about their algorithms, how their ranking system is. He asked if Instagram would allow users to rank their content chronologically instead of through these weird decisions based purely on engagement. And that apparently they're working on that feature, which may be available by next year. And it's one of those things that we are right now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful person for me to introduce you to here for everybody listening. Amanda Nan has written a book called Amanda's Tale, A Very Personal Journey Through Suicide and Beyond. And as many of you know, I certainly have talked about things that have happened in my life with people that I love and how, thank goodness, so many of them survived and one did not. And boy, she has a wonderful tale of coming out on the other end of it. So Amanda, thank you so much for putting this out in the world and joining us on this show.
You're welcome. It's a great privilege.
Tell me about your story. So how did you end up to the point where suicide was what you was your options, what you thought was what had to happen for you?
Basically, I'd worked as a contracting consultant for many, many years, which means you're sort of hostage to, you know, 6 weeks of great intensity that show up and completely whether it's coming or not, you don't really know till it happens. And I felt I couldn't live that way anymore, so I decided I would retrain myself towards adult education, which has been a big part of my practice up till then. And I did. So I did a master's in that, then I did a vocational qualification. And whether it was because of COVID or because of bad luck or whatever, I think what happened in Australia when the first COVID wave came through is a lot of companies shed their less crucial resources, which tended to be the trainers. So when I was looking for work in that field, there were lots and lots of other experienced people who were looking for the same handful of jobs. So I gradually, watching my funds decrease, gradually felt pretty hopeless about what might happen or what might come through to me. And eventually I got to the point where I couldn't see any sensible future. And so you go through a process of divorcing that future. And only really thinking about how I can get out of the current issue. So for me, once a plan was formed, and I did have quite a complicated plan formed, I was monofocused on that plan, and I wasn't going to do anything or say anything to try and get myself out of it. So that was how I came to the critical part of the book.
And then you get help. And tell me about that help and what that was like.
Okay. Well, I'm a bit embarrassed to say it, but my chosen method was to take a lot of rat poison, and what that caused was a lot of spontaneous bleeding and bruising, and particularly the facial bruising that I had, a slow nosebleed, made me look like I'd been badly beaten up. And I think that's what saved my life, actually, because in the morning I sort of checked into this motel in Wilcannia, which is a tiny little town, and sort of went straight to bed pretty much. When I got up in the morning and I was going to drive off to the place that I'd decided that I would end up in, the lady that had checked me in and one of the cleaning ladies, who are very, you know, large, comfortable women, basically took up position in front of my car and said, "Love, you need to get some help." They really didn't want me to drive away. And I guess, you know, I let them sort of gently usher me towards the base hospital, where they took charge. And later that same day, the air ambulance flying doctor flew me down to Adelaide for a lot of vitamin K.
And look at you now. That beyond, for people listening, I can see the bright eyes and wonderful smile, and that's such good news, and we're so happy about that. So in your book, and it is a very personal journey, and it's very personal what we're talking about, in piecing it together, how do you tell people what they'll see in the book? What will they see in your book?
Yeah, okay. So very common for me when I've got sort of ideas which are swirling around, which are troubling me, is I let them come into the shape of a poem. And I was the poetry, it's not great poetry, but it was kind of burbling out of me all the way through that process, and particularly since I was in hospital in Adelaide. And there also was a weekly art group in the ward. So basically I was pretty much each week coming through with a piece of writing which I wanted to illustrate. So in the course of my time in Adelaide, I'd sort of written and illustrated quite a number of poems and a few just visual posters. And as I looked at them, I thought, well, you could structure a dialogue around these to really explain how you moved from one to the next. So the document is not a very long book, but it's structured around the displays and the artwork and the poetry that I produced while I was in recovery.
And what do you hope people take away from reading Amanda's tale, A Very Personal Journey Through Suicide and Beyond?
Well, I'm hoping that people who read it can get some insight into what a suicide looks like and thinks like, but also see that there actually is a way to climb out of the morass. I've told you how I got out of it. It's probably not the same for anyone, but I think for anyone there is a way that can be found to come out of the blackest of black holes.
Well, we're certainly glad that you did, and this book is a wonderful treasure, and I think you will help a lot of people. Please get it. It's on Amazon, B&N, and wherever great books are sold. Amanda Nan, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Wow, I'll tell you what, you got to love the honesty in Amanda and telling her story. I think is so vital, because there she was, and it could have had a much different outcome, and any of us could find ourselves in a situation where it's dismal, right? You can't find work. The pandemic changed everything, and then all of a sudden it just seems so hopeless. Everything adds up and doesn't add up anymore. And so I like how she talked about how she came out on the other side. And thank goodness that the people were there to and tell her you need to get help. So you can get that book, like I said, there on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. Couple of things before we head into the man cave. How about the Vikings beating the Steelers? But they held on in the end. I mean, Minnesota has kept its playoff hopes intact, but and so they pretty much have dashed Pittsburgh's. But what's so odd is they were blowing out the Steelers, and once again, the Vikings let them get close. The Steelers nearly completed an incredible comeback. The Vikings ended up hanging on for the win. I mean, this could have been another heartbreaking loss for them. So it didn't turn out that way, thank goodness. And thanks in part to the mighty, mighty Delvin Cook, who ran for 205 yards and two touchdowns. So starting off the week on Thursday night, it ended up being a nail-biter, but it shouldn't have been because in the beginning it certainly wasn't that. And the Vikings pull it out. Cook was incredible. He came back faster than expected from a shoulder injury, and he was a big reason why. I mean, look, just 11 days ago, he dislocated his shoulder. If you dislocated your shoulder, let me ask you a question. Do you think you could be doing what he did for a pro football team, rushing for all those yards, taking those hits? He did it. He lined up in the backfield. He liked a lot of the running room he mostly got. He set a franchise record when he went for 153 rushing yards in the first half, and it was 14 carries for him to do it. That's it. So his return was big for Minnesota. It was big. And I think he also helped the team get up because they were excited that he was back. So for this season, he's rushed for almost 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns in 10 games. And has 28 receptions. He is the NFL's 7th leading rusher, despite missing 3 games this season. He's 4th in the league in average rushing yards per game, 85.9. So good for Cook. He was a huge, huge difference maker against the Steelers. And that's a very, very big win for them heading into a Rubik's Cube of who could go where in the playoffs and who will be out if they don't do something to stop the bleeding. Because you have Sunday, a ton of games as usual. The early games and the later games. And then Monday, this could be a great game. You have the Rams and the Cardinals. Arizona favored by just 2.5 points. I'll meet you in the man cave.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots, and we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace.
Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jesse Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court has ruled against former President Trump's efforts to block the National Archives from releasing his White House records to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said its ruling will be put on hold for 2 weeks, though, to allow Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court. The panel says the documents are needed to properly carry out the investigation and determine what Trump knew before, during, and after the attack. Former President Trump said the documents, which included phone call logs, visitor logs, drafts of speeches, memos, and handwritten notes, should be protected under executive privilege. In the ruling, they said former President Trump has given this court no legal reason to cast aside President Biden's assessment of the executive branch's interests at stake or to create a separation of powers conflict that the political branches have avoided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
So we start the man cave by talking about the rest of the games, as we know now what happened on Thursday. The big games that have playoff implications, there's a bunch of them. Like Arizona can clinch a berth this week with a win. That's in their favor if they can just flat out do it, right? On the AFC side of things, I was just thinking this at the top of my head, the Patriots somehow are the number one seed. And at 9-4, there are 2 games clear of the number 9 seed, the Colts. There's still so much to this mathematical leaps that have to happen for some teams where they could get in, especially with the wild card scenarios. There's a lot still to be determined, but we're in that territory where, yeah, we're talking about teams that are in and teams that are not going to be in, like the Ravens at the Browns. So it's interesting. The Ravens and the Browns have the same number of rushing yards this year, right? 1,765. They're tied for third most in the league. They're also tied in first place for the worst, toughest, whatever you want to call it, ridiculous remaining schedules of any NFL teams. So this is a big game for them, right? It is crucial for seeding in the AFC. This is a crucial game for these two clubs. And you can look in at the stats and manipulate them however you want to. I say that all the time when you're picking numbers for Nail the Score, which we do on Wednesday nights in our first hour last segment. But, you know, it's interesting. You look at Lamar Jackson. He's 5-1 in career games against the Browns. He's covered 4 straight games, 8-1 in his career as an underdog. But Baltimore has had some problems. I mean, the Ravens are averaging 18.7 points over the past 4 games. That's not great. Lamar's completing about 63% of his passes, has 6 touchdowns, but to 8 interceptions. Baker Mayfield is very funny on his commercials, isn't he? But he has his own problems otherwise. So do you go with home cooking with the Brownies, or do you look at the Ravens as this team that early in the season. They were so superior. I think the Browns may be it, but you know, this is a tight game. This is a close game, a couple of points in either direction. Here's another kind of interesting game is Jacksonville at the Titans, and you might say, well, who cares about Jacksonville? How is that a big game? But it is a big game for seeding maybe on the other side. So A.J. Brown returns in week 15, and that can help the offense. I mean, Jacksonville is winless on the road and has been blown out of most games. The Jags are on a four-game losing skid with questions, once again, about Urban Meyer's, you know, Myers, rather, in-game management and how he handles what's happening in real time. And you wonder, sometimes you make that leap from college to the pros and it's amazing, and sometimes it just doesn't quite work out. But, you know, I'm looking at the Titans as, how can I go against the Titans? I mean, I think the Titans win this by at least two touchdowns, right? I mean, they're favored by more than a touchdown. I mean, of course. Raiders at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are an interesting team. Kansas City's defense is the best on third downs, anyway, in the NFL, 26% over their last five games. The Raiders' offense is the NFL's worst on third downs over the last five games, 22%. The Raiders are 1-4 since their bye. They're averaging just 18.8 points a game in that span, 18.8, down from, check it out, 25.7 before their break. I know I'm giving you tons of numbers. In other words, their offense was really pounding it compared to what they're doing now. So I would have to say clearly that this is a game where the Chiefs, even if the Mahomie is struggling a bit, which I don't think he will be, I think it's the Chiefs all the way by at least 10 over the Raiders. Falcons at the Panthers. Neither are in the hunt in the NFC playoff race. But it's interesting to talk about the Panthers because Cam Newton, right, back with the Panthers and Atlanta. So much high hopes for Atlanta in the beginning of the season. The Falcons are in that position where they're actually, their defense ranks dead last in pressure percentages and sacks this season. So now I'm thinking of Cam Newton. Is he going to be able to open this up or not? I think it's the Panthers, but I think it's going to be a close one. Here's a game that's really tough to decide. It almost was my game of the week. And I probably should have not buried the lead, and many of you like both of these teams, and I should have opened up with this. But Cowboys at Washington. So the Washington football team is starting to do a little bit better, right? Their defense has not been great, especially if you look at Ron Rivera. You would think that they would be so much better in that department, but they have been lately. They haven't allowed more than 24 points since week 6 after a terrible start to the year. And now you get a big test with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. And Prescott has destroyed NFC East opponents. He has. So does that continue? I mean, look, Dak is tied with Pat Mahomes for the best record when on any kind of extended rest, 10-2. And you look at Rivera, 2-0 against the Cowboys last year, but neither game had Dak. So is it possible the Washington football team with Tyler Heineke and the wins that they've had, is it possible at home because of so much on the line for them and really playing for serious pride, and it's a rivalry, does Washington step up in a close game and beat the Dallas Cowboys? I think it's a coin flip. I do. In my head, in the beginning of the year, I would have said the Cowboys easily take this and crush them. And in fact, Mike McCarthy's been boasting that they'll win. They're going to win this game. So that can also be what they call a bulletin board fodder, you know, that people on the Washington football team start to talk about that, and it just kind of revs them up even more. Way to go, Mike McCarthy. All right, and then Seahawks at the Texans. The Seahawks might have turned kind of a corner, right? Russell Wilson a lot better last week, and they grinded out, and the Texans are going nowhere fast. Texans are terrible, awful.
I still think it could be a close game, and I picked the Seahawks in this one. All right, Hoodat Nation, are you listening? The Saints. Come on. The Saints are going to beat the Jets. I am positive. How can the Saints not beat the Jets? They should be easily strolling away with a victory from the Meadowlands. Easily, easily. The Saints will probably run the ball a lot. So I'm picking the Saints. Not even worth discussing. You got this. You got this. Bills at the Buccaneers. Ooh. Bills at the Buccaneers. The Bills coming off of a Monday night loss to the Patriots. The crazy weather, though, that played so much of a part of it. Now you're playing against Tom Brady, and you think of the Buffalo's pass defense is still the top ranked, but they're not going to have their Pro Bowl corner. That's going to make a difference because of an injury. And Tom Brady, I'm going to say it again, Tom Brady. I think this is a win for the Bucs in a close one, though. I don't believe this is going to be any kind of a blowout. Mm-mm. Lions at the Broncos. Do we need to even discuss this? It's the Broncos. The Broncos are on a 6-game under streak and 10-2 on the season to the under. Denver's the only team with a sub minus 40 point cumulative scoring number. The points scored plus opponents' points scored in the NFL because I was looking at the lines. So Denver by way more than a touchdown. I think that Dan Campbell's going to try to keep his peeps motivated, but it's not likely that the Lions on the road versus at home, so they don't have that crowd behind them, that they're going to come away with a win in this one. And there's a slew of other games like the Bears and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers saying that he owns the Bears. Could that be a factor just to rock the Bears up to a win? Green Bay's favored by like over 12 points. I got to go with the Packers here, definitely. Here's one that's tricky. 49ers at the Bengals, right? Jimmy Garoppolo and Joe Burrow, number 2 and 3 in pass. In yards per pass attempt, really? 48.5. The Bengals have been running, but I don't know. Cincinnati has opened up things in the last 6 weeks. They've scored over 30 points a game, so the defense has definitely taken a fallback as well. They've allowed 26 points after giving up fewer than 19 in their first 6 games. The 49ers had a weird loss to Seattle. Do they bounce back in this one? Tough to go against the 49ers. This is a coin flip one too. This one I struggled with is it going to be the 49ers, especially after the last win? What happens? Is it any kind of a shootout? Is that what it turns out to be? I'm thinking, yeah, it might. All right, so much focus on football. Just a couple of quick note here. How about the Arizona Coyotes? They got to pay the tax, man. Yeah, there was a report that came out that the team was at risk of losing access to their arena because of more than, ready for this? Drum roll. $1.3 million in unpaid city and state taxes. Come on, Arizona. I don't blame you. Make them pay. Arizona says, you got to come current on these bills and tax liabilities. So they are doing that. They have to pay their outstanding city taxes. They say they're going to do it. And there you go. Good for the city of Glendale. Mm-mm-mm. They say it's a human error, by the way, the Coyotes, as to why they didn't pay that. Uh-huh. All right, we're out of the man cave. Bouncing out. Stay with us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pouty Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Poetry. You don't have to imagine we're going to introduce you to one. And his name is James Jim Bill Keenan. And he joins us now. We had a great off-air conversation about how does a lawyer who's had this super successful career and still is ticking in that arena seg into this sidebar fun thing where he's really a good poet, I have to say. How did that happen?
Well, Kate, Ms. Delaney, it's a pleasure to be with you. In answer to your question, several years ago, I had won a jury trial, and I came home that evening, and my then lady friend made a comment, you sure are becoming the icon that you want to be as a lawyer. And I sat there for a minute, and we were having a beverage, and I told her, I said, you know, my time will come to pass, and I don't know if I want to be remembered for just being a lawyer. The truth is I cannot dance, I cannot sing, I don't play musical instruments, but I'm going to do something. And that very night, I started writing poetry, and it took to me, became a passion in my life. I love my vocation, the practice of law, but I equally love my avocation, the writing of my poetry. And I've now had 3 books published, and as it says on the last book, with that one, I had completed my hat trick, you know, that is 3, of the pursuit of my passion and ardently sought artistic self-fulfillment. That's what happened. I started writing poetry. 99% of them are written between 12:01 a.m. and 5 a.m. That's when the inspiration comes to me. That's pretty much the story in a nutshell. I've enjoyed it. It's truly brought me cultural and artistic fulfillment, in addition to my vocation to practice the law.
And here's what I love for everybody listening. And there are three books. And like you say, you always write the time down that you wrote the poem. So you write the date, the time, and the place. Fayetteville, West Virginia, for example, you've got a poem called Women Know. And just the first couple of things you say in this, women know, men do not know, have never known, and shall not ever know. Women know, even when women do not know that they know, they indeed know. So you won me over with that right there.
No, Kate, and the women do adore that, and I'm looking at it now, and that's in my first book, and I've had, over the years since then, that was in 17, I've had, you wouldn't believe the number of women who actually have stopped by my law office, have stopped me in social environments and said to me, in effect, Jim Bill, I'm one of the ones that know.
That's what I'm going to do when I get in trouble. I'm going to say, Jim Bill told me to say that. I mean, women know, absolutely. What is your, do you have a favorite poem? A lot of times, especially because you're really dabbling in this, is there a favorite poem of yours?
One time they asked Lionel Richie, what is your favorite song? And Lionel responded, they're all my babies. They're all my favorite songs. That's pretty much my sentiment. But there are some that I like to reflect on and dwell on. I've picked out one that I would like, if you'll afford me recitation, I'd like to read one for you.
Let's do it.
It's entitled The Human Brain. Nothing matches the human brain. It toils, it labors, it strives, and will desperately strain. It ponders. It figures to solve and prevail once and for all, again and again. It frets and worries and seeks to be safe and secure the same to gain. It yearns for better than is there to go and there remain. It struggles with the heart for path to follow and goal of happiness to justly obtain. It renders to love or hate, has come forth to seize control of life's journey gain. It bears weight of regret or joy of good heart with new thought of just pride or shame. It goes to rest or grief of mind, and day and night come no weather able or lame. Its end is final for the soul it guides, be it senseless or sane. It passes to the next place forever, so be it of pleasure or bane. It's matchless, unique, without equal, and never again the same. Its struggle is one its own, a wonder of life, and has its just name. It's true, undeniable, and unassailable that, yes, nothing matches the human brain.
I love it. It's so true. Nothing matches the human brain. I have to wonder, with the kind of law that you practice and how you're sought after, in your mind, do you think some of what you've seen, some of the nonsense and craziness, does that end up maybe influencing when you decide you're going to sit and do a poem? Does some of that seep in there?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, there are so many influences, so many conclusions, analyses that we go through. And it's the same in art. You know, when my first book came out, a famous national poet called me on the telephone. And he said, Jimbo, I'd like to tell you a couple of things. I said, what's that? He said, the first thing, you're an artiste now. He said, you've got to understand that not everyone in the world loved William Shakespeare. Not everyone in the world loved Tolstoy. Not everyone in the world admired each and every artist. You must accept the responsibility to let criticism roll off your back and to accept accolades with good spirit and humility.
Boy, that's well said, absolutely. The three poetry books you've written, Poetry by a Lawyer, Poetry from a Lawyer, Poetry with a Lawyer, that's the simple titles that you can find on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What will you do next? I have to assume that there's many more volumes to come.
I told my lady friend, I said, you know, I need to take a break. I need to take a break. I need to take a year off. And she said, honey, please understand that your true art has been awakened, and you cannot suppress this. And one of my clients was sitting there when she told me that, and she said, and he said, Mr. Keenan, what you should do is now, every time you write a poem, print it, start a file, and if you ever want to publish a fourth book, it'll be there, but if you don't, he said, who in the world, what lawyer has done three books of poetry? I said, well, I don't know. And he said, create your art. She's right. You've been awakened. Save it. And if you want to do a fourth book, that's fine. If never, you have achieved your what you wanted to achieve when you started this. And that's true.
I like that. So, Jim Bill, let me ask you this, too. So I think they're right. Keep that file. Put all that in there. You achieved what you wanted to do. Do you ever – I would think there'd be pressure. The more people that know that you have this way with prose and words and you are a lawyer, do you ever wax on philosophically when you have closing arguments or a mediation?
Well, yes, I do. But I'd like to share a recent experience with you.
Sure.
This is what I posted. Quote, I went into a bar in Charleston the other night and while sitting at a table with my lady friend, a young woman came over and said to me, you know, you're the spitting image of Jim Bill Keenan, the lawyer poet from Fayetteville. I responded, actually, I am Jim Bill Keenan, the lawyer from Fayetteville. She said, yeah, your ass just wishes.
Wow.
And my lady friend said, huh?
Oh, that's funny. So getting recognized, I love that. I can just see the billboards. You know, I can see what you could say out there and what you could do advertising-wise. Well, I think you're very funny and artful and clever, and these books truly are fun to go through. It's easy. Your poetry is I think, an easy read. And I mean that in the complimentary way. So a poetry by
Kate,
a lawyer.
It's intended to be the common man's prose.
Yep, that's exactly right. You nailed it. Poetry by a lawyer, poetry from a lawyer, poetry with a lawyer. Just terrific. Jim Bill, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.